Shabbat Shalom. The Lord our God sets us on a clear path to practice what is good and just. Nearly every day we see an example of what man's laws lead us to. How could God dictate a rule such as, you shall eat no meat on Friday, only fish? Or you shall kill animals and drink their blood so you can predict the future? Or you may have as many wives as you desire? Or more recently, you may marry someone who's of the same sex as yourself. Those are man's laws. Most of man's laws or rules make no sense, or at their worst, they're sinful and they could lead to eternal damnation. Man's laws that do make sense are originally from God. You shall not murder or steal or bear false witness. As always, Adonai loves his people and he helps them by commanding them what to do. All fathers have a responsibility to their children to command them and teach them and to be an example for them. If there was ever a perfect example, why the answer is, because I said so, it is our Father in Heaven's instructions to us. We don't need to ask him why. We just need to simply obey him. God prepared the people when they were about to enter the land of Canaan by commanding them to destroy all the objects that were related to idolatry. They were told not to serve the Lord in any manner that even vaguely resembled the abominable customs and practices of the seven Canaanite nations. Sacrifices were only to take place where the Lord chose and no other. They were told not to drink blood and to stay away from the wizards and sorcerers. Otherwise, they would be killed. As a matter of fact, God tells us that if an entire city falls prey to idolatry, all of the inhabitants shall be put to death, and all of their possessions must be burned as a whole burnt offering to the Lord our God. The city may never again be rebuilt. The drinking of blood prohibition may have come from the practices of the ancient Egyptians who used to drink blood in order to be able to predict the future. And we all know the evils and dangers of consulting and following wizards and fortune tellers. Wizards and fortune tellers are liars from Satan. Enticing people to follow or worship other gods than Adonai with trickery. God tells us that if one should try to trick us away from worshiping him only, they should be put to death. This parasha talks about tithes, in that the farmers were instructed to give a tenth of their production to the Levites. Remember, the Levites had no land of their own. Their job was to be responsible for the tabernacle and worship. Their job was too important to try to make a living on the side. It is our job, those who are not Levites, to support our spiritual leaders. God said so. We see that it wasn't money that it started out as God's original instructions on tithes. It started off being food that the Levites needed. But God also said, if we didn't produce food, or if we were too weak to deliver the food, we could convert that produce to money and give that instead to the Levites so they could buy their own supplies. Now, churches exist on the tithes their members bring in, mostly in money, but some people tithe their time and other resources. The churches today don't have 22,000 plus people to do God's work every day, but they have volunteers doing the work and tithing their resources. God told us he will provide for our needs and even above what our needs are. Moshe told the people to take care of the poor, the elderly, the orphans, and the sick. He wants the ones who can't care for themselves taken care of. If every church and every church member did this, there would be no need for welfare and no need for government handouts. Many times politicians use helping people to further their own political careers. They trade welfare programs for votes, and we let them do it. If we took back our responsibility of caring for our own needy, the politicians wouldn't be benefiting from pretending to care. Kol Yisrael Arabim Ze Laze. All Israel is responsible for one another. And he's speaking to all of us. Every seventh year is supposed to be a Shemitah, according to Adonai. It is a year when the farmers didn't harvest their crops. All of those who needed food were free to go and harvest for themselves, free of charge. Also, the debts owed to fellow Jews were to be canceled. It's a good idea. But can we imagine what would happen if this were the law today? People would borrow money knowing full well that the debt would be canceled soon. Some lenders wouldn't even loan money long term. They'd be making all their loans due and payable in 6 years. Man's way of thinking distorts God's laws. In Deuteronomy 12:31-32, you shall not worship your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord, which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it or take away from it. That says all we need to know about how to worship our God. It is not up to man to change it. It is only up to us to follow it. I'm sure that most of you have heard about the actor Tom Cruise, who recently left the cult of Scientology. Over the last 20 years or more, he'd been sucked in so deeply that he lost lives and he ruined relationships galore. The mere nature of such cults is to divide the body, to insist that they alone are right. Everyone else is wrong. But you know what? Adonai does not ever give up on us. Tom Cruise quit that cult because of how they treated his children. His cult betrayed him, and now he's free of them. Hopefully, he'll choose the path that God has laid out for all of us. Hopefully, he'll choose to stand shoulder to shoulder behind the simplicity of the gospel and the finished work of the cross. Let's pray that he does. I'm not going to be one who inquires after other gods. I'm not going to be seduced by them because my Lord Yeshua has delivered me from Egypt, from the house of bondage. He's changed my life. He's saved my soul. And it's so exhilarating and wonderful to know that I don't have to jump through hoops or work my way or pay my way into the presence of God. I can simply receive what he's done for me and worship him, and only him, passionately. John 10:7-9 said it best. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Our Father, we praise you for your patience, for not ever giving up on us, even though we do not deserve your mercy. We praise you for saving us from man's corruption and sin. Thank you also for HaYeshua. Thank you for blessing us all. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.